defense.
Don't hit this game.
Gotten 10:30, and I've only just left the office, and it's freezing out here.
Ooh.
And the box fans. Hoping that the bus will know that I'm about to go and stand at the bus stop and will come. It won't leave me standing outside for hours in the cold. But I fear that I may well have a little while to wait. I feel strangely deserted this evening. Going the other way there. Oh, this crossing takes forever at this time of night. It's ridiculous. Ford vans. I could really do with spending vans before we get on the bus, but if it's there, I'm not going to take the risk of missing it. Find left vans. Come on then, let's go. Good boy. Come on then, let's find the way. Good lad. Hear any buses, so I think we're probably okay to spend. It's a bit of a risk, but he'll need the loo. Straight on, France. You wait, the bus will go past us now. It's life, isn't it? Good boy, find the way. Let's take him up a side street. Or rather, he takes me up a side street so he can spend. Find the way, Vance. On you go. Good boy. Find left. Okay, find the curb. Good boy. Busy boy. The weathermen are... Good boy. Weathermen are predicting apocalyptic snow for tomorrow, which for Britain means anything over about 1/2 inch, I think. Southwest Trains, which is the operator of trains out of Waterloo. Straight on, Vance. Has already said that it will put in place an emergency timetable tomorrow, despite the fact that the snow's not due to reach London until midday-ish time. They're going to put this timetable in from the beginning of the day, really cutting back on local services. And longer distance trains will be reduced in number. Wait there then, Vance. Good boy. I could work from home. However, there's a meeting that I'd quite like to come in for. And more importantly, there's the monthly team cake, morning cake session or something, I don't know quite what you want to call it. Basically, every month somebody brings in the cake and everybody who's on the cake list at some point has to bring in cake. But as a new person joining it, I don't have to do it for about 6 months yet, so I get 6 months free cake, which works for me. So, if that isn't a reason for coming in despite the threat of snow. I don't know what is. So I'm waiting now. Traffic going past, as you can hear, waiting for the bus to hopefully appear at some point. Not many pedestrians out at all from what I can hear. And only fairly light traffic. It's good of you to keep me company as I stand out here, shivering. Even Vance feels cold to the touch. Hear that bicycle cycling in the from left to right, I suppose that's west along the road here. That sounds like a taxi, possibly. Or maybe not. Possibly not. That does it. Adds a whole new dimension to playing I Spy Cars, doesn't it? Remember those little books that you could get where you could tick off different makes of car? Try doing it audibly. Come on, bus. They know, don't they? I think the bus is going the other way. Reports when there's someone standing at a bus stop and they wait an extra 5 minutes just to make sure that you're frozen by the time they get here. I wouldn't usually stay in the office until this rather ridiculous time, but I'm doing a bit of a favour for my old team. Well, a favour that I agreed to after having a little bit of a drink by leaving do. So whether I really agreed to it or not, I'm not totally sure, but anyway, I'm doing it, and that's what led to me staying in the office for a ridiculous amount of time. Need to be back here in less than 12 hours. Interesting, all the different vehicle sounds, different engine sounds, some having squeaky brakes. Others seem to slow down quite smoothly. Still quite a noisy soundscape, even at this time of night, and with very few cars on the road, relatively speaking, is what I'm trying to say. still no bus in evidence. I could pull out my phone to check. But they normally arrive if I pull my phone out. Good boy, Vance. Good lad. Oh, this sounds like a bus. That's good. Yes, it was most definitely a bus. Find my ticket. One of us. Thank you. Oh, sorry. Come over here, Madison. Just trying to work out if there's a seat. Sit there, Vance. Good boy. Right now. It does always amaze me when I'm trying to see if there's a seat there and I generally sort of edge Vance towards it. Nobody ever says anything. You know, if they spoke, then I wouldn't risk sitting on them or pushing Vance into them or something like that. But no, everyone always has to stay deadly silent just to see what happens. Lovely and warm on this bus, I must say.
Lambeth Palace.
I'm standing on one side of it, and the heater's going all the way down the side. Absolutely lovely. Okay, just bringing up Waterloo departures for Richmond. The time. Oh, goodness. It is 10:54. Oh, my giddy aunt. I was worried for a second there. The Reading train is cancelled. 58 to Windsor is running, but I'm not going to catch that because that goes in 5 minutes. All the Reading ones seem to be cancelled, which is a bit of a pain. So I have the choice of 3 minutes past, which is probably a bit tight, but we'll see. And it's not saying a platform for that one. Otherwise, I've got to wait half an hour for 33. Let's hope I can catch the 3, I think. Yeah, all the Reading ones are cancelled. Goodness knows what's going on. Obviously, one of those evenings. So I've got 8 minutes now to catch a train, which doesn't yet have a platform, and if I miss that, then I'm waiting half an hour. on a cold and drafty Waterloo concourse. Lovely. That wasn't me. Let's refresh this and see if it's going to give me a platform number. Tempted just to stay on this bus and go up and down all evening. It's so warm. Still not giving a platform for this train. This is quite annoying. I have to go via the information desk to find out, I think. Don't know if it's manned at this time of night.
Waterloo Station, Upper Taxi Road.
Once more, we're just coming into the station. Still no platform, and we're here. Stuff that away. Right then, Vance, let's go. Okay, hop off. Good lad, find the way. Find the way, Handy. Good lad. Go on then, find left then, Handy. Good boy. Yeah, I think you're right, Van. No, not that way. Come on, find the way. Not quite that right. Okay, information desk is somewhere around here. Find the way, Vance. Nope. Oh, shut up. Okay, Vance, come on, find right. Typical, isn't it? Just when you need it.
Oh, it's right here.
Let's go down towards where platform, our general platforms are, and pray that they announce something, I suppose. Sooner rather than later. Good lad, good doggy. People running in this direction. Does that bode well? I'm not quite sure. Found the gate, Vance. There's a gate. I think you've overshot the gate, Vance. Come on. Come on, Vance. Come on. Sorry, Vance. Found the gate. Here you go. Good lad. Find right, come on, let's go. Lots of people going this way. I don't know, let's it's a bit of a guess, I might just have to, ask somebody if we can. Well, lots of people going this way, so it seems a could charge. Just stand here. Excuse me, is this the 3 minutes past train?
3 minutes, yeah.
Brilliant, thank you very much. On you go, Vance. Well, that's a good guess, wasn't it? On you go, Vance. See, following the crowd does sometimes work. Find the way, Vance. Good lad. On you go, Vance. Sounds like one of the Reading trains coming in over there, but evidently they're not actually going out anywhere. Okay, find the door, Vance. The door, Vance. Is that there? Is there a door? There's a door. There is a door. Deciding not to use it. Hop on. Let's see if we can. And in you come, Vance. Come on, Vance, move. In you come, turn around. Turn around. Thank you, Vance, and sit. Good boy, well done. Well, that was just in time. Phew. No announcements so far, either on the station or on the train. Not very helpful. I'll let you know if I actually get any. Well, as you heard there, clip to the end of the announcement to give Southwest trains their due. There are announcements on this train after all, both automatic and human announcements, for want of a better term. And they're also warning people that tomorrow there's an emergency timetable in place and that some stations won't be served, etc., etc., etc. My understanding of it is that, well, thankfully, Richmond is pretty well placed, so we will have some services, but just not as many as we would usually have. And given how busy services usually are in the morning, it's probably going to be pretty nightmarish. Just stopping at Putney now. Squeak, squeak, squeak. For those who think that all our trains in London are new and flashy and streamlined and fast.
Putney. This train is for Teddington.
Listen to these
Richmond.
Ones.
The next station is Barnes.
Later, we'll be nice and warm at home, and I think just have to wait an hour before I can feed the animals. But never mind, almost there now. Night for now.
The next station is Richmond. Change here for District Line, London Underground, and London Overground.